Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's it like for you watching games of your son coaching?
Agonizing.
It's a family affair on Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast.
You know, I didn't know there was actual work here.
Recent guests include Rich Eisen, Judge Judy, John Harbaugh, and the Sklar brothers.
That was definitely a great moment to tell our parents, hey, we're not going to go to law school. We're just going to go ahead and do a job we could have done out of high school. Thanks for paying for college.
Exclusively on Podcast One Sportsnet. Get episodes every Tuesday at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Get it on, gots to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate, get it on. Welcome to Sunday's edition of Ace on the Roof, Ace on the House.
Get it on!
Ace on the Ace. That's Eric Stromer.
Hi.
Hi, Eric.
Hey,
visit aceontheroof.com. Click on the PayPal button to subscribe. Also, go through our Amazon link. We'd appreciate that. Twitter, Ace on the House. Send in vidies. Follow me, Ray Oldhoffer, on the Twitter. Follow Eric Stromer, on the Twitter. Follow Eric on his Facebook, whatever. Rate us 5 stars. All right, that's it. Eric, what's up?
Well, Mr. Stromer had a little bit of an unfortunate issue. The old ceiling caved in, and right over the living room table, bam!
I saw
it's up
the
on,
picture.
It's up on the web, up on the international web. So check it out. Go to the website and please look. It's pretty awesome. There it is. Yeah.
So is that button
so
board?
Here, yeah. Yes, it is. Here's the problem.
Now, what is that painting you have in the background, sir? Why is that hanging in your house?
Hold on.
That
a second,
is a self portrait of my inner and outer beauty.
Did you do that?
No, that's a fine art. That's a fine piece of art right there.
Eric's dad used to deal in art, by the way.
Yeah, that's worth $15.
On a bad day at the garage sale.
Yeah, it is. So check it out. So I knew there was lurking water issues in the ceiling, but
because
the shoemaker's son has no shoes,
I let it go.
So I'm sleeping in the bed with Mrs. Stromer the night before. I hear boom, right? And I wake up and I go into the rest facility, and Amy says, yeah, I think there was a little leak in the bathroom sink. So I went underneath, I shut the valves off, did my business, went back to sleep. Next morning we come down, I walk down this morning, and there it is, fucking full on just collapsed into the dining room table. By the way, Thanksgiving's showing up tomorrow in that room.
Plastic.
I've been hanging drywall
no.
since 6 a.m. Yeah. That's what happened this morning. Dried it out with fans, threw the drywall up. You know, my guys there now finishing up, and we'll get tape and what I said.
By the way, you're talking about a 4 by 10 or 12
yeah.
feet collapse.
Leaking for years. And I knew why its shower was leaking, so I just said, please don't shower in there ever again, right?
But dude, that's amazing.
But the problem was that the shower, there's failure in the shower door because it's old. I never change the shower out, right? And I've got one of those Speakman shower heads that's just blasting water. It's a beautiful
shower. Is
your
pan leaking too?
Pan where the walls meet the fake pan.
Okay.
The plastic bullshit pan.
All right. It's wicking.
It failed, wicked over the years. Then the drain leaked a little. And then my bathroom sink leaked because there's like 300 pounds of hair in there. I pulled it out. I was like, I can't believe my wife and daughter still have hair on their head.
Judging
seeing
by
how
what
much
you pulled,
hair
yeah.
was in the sink drain.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Dude, you're actually kind of lucky. I mean.
Well, look at the chandelier. I maintained into structural integrity my chandelier that I hung.
Wait, now it didn't get damaged at all?
Hell no, it didn't get damaged.
So it missed that.
But the cat, Jack, who I hate, didn't die, unfortunately. Jack was hiding behind the TV. I think he was a little traumatized, but he seems to be fine.
Nine lives, bro.
There you go.
Hey, and now what about that other painting? That didn't get clipped at all?
That one right there, it hit that light a little bit and didn't damage it. I called listen to the beauty of insurance. The guy says to me, yeah, I mean, sure, you can go ahead and claim it, but you have a $1,000 deductible, so you'll end up paying that. Then we'll ding you for a water claim, and if you ever have another water claim again that's more substantial, we'll drop you, and your rates will go up so much that it'll offset what you've saved and the money that you've spent through the deductible plus whatever you have to pay. Right? So basically he said,
uplifting story.
You can kind of do this yourself, can't you? And I go, well, then you ought to do that. I was like, well, what the hell do I have insurance for?
Hey, thanks.
You know, thanks, man.
That's crazy.
It's bullshit. The whole insurance thing makes me crazy.
But it's not, you know what? You got lucky. You kind of got lucky.
I got lucky because.
Wait, now is that crown up there? Did that come off?
The crown did not. No, that's not crown on the right. That's just a paint line.
Okay.
But the molding, nothing happened to the molding.
You're lucky.
Lucky, right? And the floor is okay. The table got a little bit dinged up, but nothing too bad.
Good story.
No more than usual, right?
Yeah. No more than everybody coming over tomorrow and dinging it up anyway, right?
Right. So it's been a weird couple of days because, of course, I came in yesterday thinking I showed up
early.
And Matt's like in a bathrobe and cucumbers on his eyes.
What are you doing here?
I said, Matt, and he goes, what are you doing? I was just getting my regime in and getting my eyes nice and wide and white, and you did look fantastic, by
thanks
the way.
Yeah, that's usually what I do on Tuesday mornings. Yeah. Just like a midweek rejuvenation,
like a facial rejuvenation. Yep. A little bit of bathrobing.
Yep.
I offered bit to put Charlie,
the
little
mask
bit of Charlie
on your face as well, but you were like, no, Matt, I have to go.
No, man, in the wake of this Charlie Rose scandal, I don't think you should be doing things like that.
But you did have some of the strawberry water on the way out. Come on, that was good, right?
You're right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Kalen was getting a hot stone treatment.
There you go.
So
that's my jam.
Did you participate? Yeah. You should have participated.
I come in and these guys are literally just laying on spa tables with these nice, lovely. What was that woman? She was what? A Romanian, former
right.
Romanian beauty queen, I
that's
think.
That's right. Yeah. Good rate. International.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Somebody's getting in trouble.
These guys really, when Adam and the guys aren't here, the cat, you know, when the.
They
the,
play.
When the cat's away, the, whatever it is. What's the expression?
The mouse will play.
That's the one.
Or they'll be in your attic right
or they're
now.
They're in my attic, drowned. Yeah,
they're drowning.
But seriously, it's done, though. The drywall is hung. The big I put the two big 4x8s up, which, by the way, I can't stand
because
it's
so
on
heavy.
My head.
Yeah.
And I'm holding the screw gun going, you know, and then you kind of miss one of the joists, and then you got to do it again.
It just ricochets off, and you're just
God.
Holding it. And you go, get me that screw.
Terrible.
Get me that screw. Put it in.
Terrible.
No, it's horrible. It's
but
not
Stromer,
a fun time.
I'm sure all that was really convenient because, as you told me, you're not really doing much for Thanksgiving this year.
No, just
you don't
eight,
really participate.
Just 18 I'm cooking for.
You seriously have 18?
Yeah.
How many turkeys?
One 20-pounder.
Right.
One ham.
Wow. Good for you,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Can you share the story about your big turkey that you got? That was pretty
wait,
good.
Are you going to deep fry it?
You mean
the one you told me yesterday?
Oh, the one about the
between the massage.
Oh yeah. You mean
the
that
shower.
I got that I got? I brought it home. I did my research. I went online. They said about a pound per person is what you should get. So I got 19. I got 17 coming. I got a 19. That's 2 pounds of additional meat that I can use for the leftovers. Right?
Gotcha.
My wife said
your soup stock.
My wife just looked at it and said, "Oh no, no, no." This is not enough food.
Way too small, huh?
You can't do this. This is, you, the Stromer, your brother, will eat alone like 9 pounds.
I mean, you guys are on the bigger scale of, you know, people.
So I freaked out and I called my friend who's coming, this woman named Chinami, and I said, Chinami, get a ham.
There
so
you
she's
go.
Getting a ham.
From, you're covered.
I'm done. Yeah.
You're excited. Are you going to be cooking all day?
Cooking all day. I love that part of it. I love that. I love the cooking. I'll prepare everything. I got the ladies to clean.
So good trade
they,
out.
They show up. They, you know, these are my dear friends, and you know the husbands. The couple of the husbands are really good cooks, and one cleans his ass off, and then two of these women just are fucking unbelievable at cleaning up after the meal.
Because after the meal, you got to rally.
That's the worst.
You got to rally and like go, hey, put your head down for a half an hour.
You got to do it. Otherwise, you're leaving the guy or gal who are preparing the feast with just a shitstorm.
Yeah.
So between the, you know, the roof. And the it's I said to Amy, it's going to be drywall and it's going to be taped and mudded once. She said, that's fine.
It is fine.
It's fine.
Leave it like that. I would have put plastic on it.
I was going to say to the guests, leave it like that and say, here's the good and bad news. You can watch your own diarrhea go through my sewage pipes from my underdone turkey. So have a nice Thanksgiving.
Bye now. Now clean up. Now get to getting. Oh, my God.
The gift of fresh, undercooked turkeys.
So now, and then you showed up a day. Why? What happened?
Well, I don't know. I got up and I had a bunch of stuff to do yesterday. I had all these different appointments going and I got overwhelmed. And sometimes when I don't put the stuff in the phone.
You go to
with
the automatic.
Specifics, I go to the automatic of relying on my own idea of what things should be. And in my mind, I felt like I should be here yesterday. And the good news is that I got a chance to really see that these guys take it easy and really do get a chance to enjoy the spa life when no one's here. So it was I think, a win-win for everybody.
I was moving a carotid when this happened, which is like a huge statue.
Yeah, Matt called face down table. He had the phone under the massage table with his face through the hole.
Dialed me.
He wouldn't really even lift his own head up to say, you know, what are you doing here? You just talk. I had to get down and lay down and look up
face to face
at him because he doesn't like to be bothered during the process.
He's
right?
getting his prostate checked.
I just ask for 1 hour. Just 1 hour a week, guys.
But I call Matt and I go, because I had a bunch of, you know, texts from him and a couple of calls and I left my phone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't carry my phone around when I'm working.
Yeah.
And I go, Matt, what's up? You know, are you all right? And he goes, well, Stromer was here. And I go,
what
the fuck's he doing
right.
there?
I know.
Things went caddy. Why is he there?
Exactly.
And then I called you and you didn't answer out of shame.
Yeah, I felt ashamed.
Yeah, you should.
I was crying in an
alley. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You gotta,
don't come here,
come
right?
Here.
Don't
come. No, come here. It'll be good. It'll be great.
Very quiet.
Hey, Matt, can we help anyone?
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Not?
Yeah, we should. Thanks, guys, for listening to the show. Please email us your video questions, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. And as I'm saying this out loud, we're putting a phone call up. So instead of doing a video question, let's go to the phones.
Hey, there's Francisco for crying out loud in Garden Grove.
Come on, Francisco.
Hi, Francisco.
Hey, man, what you guys doing?
We're just trying.
what are you doing?
Do stuff.
I know.
Right?
Hey, man, I'm trying to find – I'm doing concrete now, Garden Grove. I've got a problem with I got water coming in, and I don't know how to set up the perimeter.
What, and you're laying concrete?
I am, yeah. It's a drizzle, man. It's raining. I got some problems.
Wait, are you a finisher?
Yeah, I try, man. It's all new to me, you know, but I'm trying, dude, and it's killing me.
Well, listen, once your concrete sets up, or if you poured concrete, you're done. You got to just go, and if it sets up incorrectly, you're finished. It's like not going to help you. You know what I mean? What do you mean setting up the perimeter? You don't know how to do a form?
I know. Damn, man. It's like falling over and stuff.
You need stakes. This is a whole fakey thing. This is a weird thing, friends. Francisco, get a Mexican who knows what he's doing.
Hey, listen, man.
Because there's a lot of
the weird. I know, but dude, do you do the weird stuff that Corolla always say, like you put your thing in your mom's wife's ear or something?
Maybe. Stay
and
tuned.
You do one time, huh?
This is why I knew Francisco potentially was not a legitimate caller because he said it was raining in Garden Grove and it's actually like 94 right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah.
By the way, hottest going to be the hottest Thanksgiving ever.
That's right.
Like that.
Boy, am I going to be hot in my pilgrim outfit because it's wool.
Do you, really wear an outfit?
With the high knee socks and those buckle
really?
Shoes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. I'm coming over.
Without
Casey.
Yeah.
Hey, Casey. What's up, buddy?
Do you have a concrete problem, too?
Hey, guys. Pleasure. No, I think it's a septic issue. Well, I tweeted out a picture, and I think it's a leach field, but I just recently put new granite down. And you can see the discoloration in the ground. And I guess I didn't notice it before I laid the concrete because it's just kind of dirt, and it could have been there, could not. There was some heavier machinery going back and forth laying the granite down.
So you laid DG down everywhere, D and G?
Quarter minus.
Okay.
It's quarter minus. That's what everybody has down here usually if they don't want desert ground.
And if it rains, it's okay in the rain? You don't get too muddy?
No, it doesn't get too muddy. It'll try to run a little bit, but... No, it's a lot better than just your dirt, because then that's what gets more muddy than...
So you think this is... So what we're looking at is essentially an open... Describe it, Eric.
On the corner...
Looks like somebody peed a lot somewhere on a dry surface.
Yeah, and it's not like if there was a water leak...
How far is your septic tank from it?
It's near there. It's like right near there.
So is that a new septic tank or is that an old one that's been there?
It's 2003 maybe.
So have you had it drained lately?
I haven't had it drained.
Well, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, I think it's just overflowing.
Would you have a backup in the back? Would it be backed up in the
house? Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
It's leaching. It's wicking out.
Yeah, you have to have. You got to come in and have it pumped out.
And do you have that set up where you see the gauges? There's a bunch of different gauges that are electrically set up with floats in it and everything else, and it'll tell you where it's at.
No.
Okay.
No.
Get that.
So oftentimes what will happen is that it'll be, topped off, and then you'll do a load of laundry or some large water usage will happen in your house. And then, it'll just start to seep up, and that's when it's time to drain it.
Yeah, you got to drain that. That's your only problem, Casey.
Okay.
I don't think anything was crushed.
No. Don't think that way yet.
I don't think it's failing yet because if it's done right, those are buried deep, and you're fine to drive over it, and it should be fine.
And besides that, if it was crushed, you'd have a big hole. You know what I mean? At some level, are you there?
Yeah, that's a good point. But I was worried about a bunch of machinery moving dirt around, and I was worried about if the freaking guys hit a hole or something.
What were they driving on it? Were they driving like a backhoe on it or something?
Well, it was some bigger, earth moving machinery. It was bigger than a tractor, less than a bulldozer,
Listen,
yeah,
I'd
like
get
a cat.
I mean, the
I'd
other thing that could have, yeah, they could have compressed the soil and then it literally like a water balloon, it just pushed some of the waste matter up to the surface, maybe. But to me, it feels more like it's just kind of getting to the point where it's got to be,
And you haven't emptied it since 2003, right? How long have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there for 3 years, 4 years, and I've never emptied it. So. Yeah,
okay, dude.
Yeah, you got to usually do that every 3 to 5 years.
Let's work forward, Backward to forward, anyway. Yeah, get it emptied.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving and good luck with that. Ugh.
All right.
I hate sewage, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So do you, by the way.
Appreciate it, guys.
Hey, thank you, Casey.
Good luck.
Be well.
You bet. Thank you. You bet.
Hey, there's Alex in D.C. Let's see what he's got going on.
What line is he? Five?
That's line five, yeah. Alex, Big Al.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Are you building a wedding chuppah? Are you?
Yeah, I'm not Jewish, but it's a simple arch, right? I'm thinking two... like 4x4 posts and then a 2x6 cross member at the top. So I
Dude,
need to figure out a way.
I built Adam a hoopah for his wedding, and you know what I did?
What's that?
I did rebar. I did 20-foot pieces of rebar and just bent them over, and it was perfect.
Well, in theory, yeah, that
you
I'm,
said
I'm
arch.
Down
you're
with
not
that.
You're not describing an arch, though. You want to do an arch?
Well, it's not a. It doesn't have a arch shape at the top, but yeah, two posts and then a straight cross member, right? So I need this thing to be stable, and I need it to be disassembled and then assembled on site. So how do I stabilize the two posts at the bottom, and then how do I have the ability to attach and detach the cross member at the top? I guess it's more of a hardware question. What do I use for that?
I would do, you know, big bolts running through, you know, essentially make T's on the top and the bottom, right?
So it'll fit in?
Yeah.
So the cross member will fit?
So the cross member will fit in, and then, you know, you have structure coming in, you know, Y off of the center post. So it's just going to basically look like, you know, two T's stacked on each other, right?
Yeah, like when you're putting up drywall.
Yeah.
You know what, Alex? Get a 2 4x4s, right, to what Eric's saying. Then strap on a 2x4, whatever the height is of your header you're going to do. Let's say it's a 4x6.
And sandwich it?
So it just slides in there after you have it up.
Yeah.
Now, for the bottom, since you have to remove it, get some steel stakes, 3-footers, beat them in with a sledge, then just screw it to the 4x4. Do you know what I mean?
Well, this is going to be on a concrete floor, so I can't drill into it.
So then just do wide 2x6s that are, you know.
And kick them off.
Yeah, kick them off the. You could sandwich two on either side of that beam, bolt them in two places, right? So that it just has rigidity that way.
So it's like a kicker, at least 16 inches on each side. Like even a piece of plywood,
you're gonna want two coming off the other way too.
Right, you want it to be
stable. Which you could do with L brackets, I guess. Right.
Yeah, but they would have to be wide, and like it'd have to be like a gusset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're gonna have to make it a gusset. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, got it.
Yep, so you're gonna have to do like a triangle. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna have to do a triangle on both of the posts so they'll stay stable.
Yep.
Because
I hear you, and then the method you talked about for the cross member on top that's no lag bolt or anything, it'll kind of just slide in on top.
Yeah, it'll slide in, but you're gonna have to test this before you do it because you guys don't want to.
Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to injure the bride or you know anybody else up there.
And then what you do with the gussets, maybe even go three ways so it's real stable, and then just cover it with like a tablecloth or some pretty fabric, you know, so you don't have to look at the
wood. Whose wedding is this?
Yours?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
You're like the guy in Meet the Parents that builds the Incredible Hulk. Remember that character? It was
Owen Wilson.
Yeah, Owen Wilson built a hoopah out of hand carved wood and just made everyone roll their eyes like this guy's too perfect, right?
Right.
Yeah, be careful. That one burst into flames, as I recall.
Yeah, we're just trying to save a buck here, but I appreciate your guys' input. Thank you, guys.
Hey, no congratulations, problem. Alex.
All right, appreciate it.
Good for you.
Thanks.
All right, man. What did he say?
I didn't build my own arch. That's pretty great. Good for him.
Yeah.
It's kind of great.
I've built a couple of them. It's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, with the rebar, it's great.
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool. It would look great.
Yeah, and I just I punched down some gal steel.
Yeah.
You know, and then put the rebar. And
did you throw like flowers around it or something? Oh, that sounds pretty.
Yeah,
man.
With the prefab flowers, you know, and the vine and
very
all that.
Nice.
Yeah. It all up.
And how long has Adam been married? 20 years, right?
No.
10 years? 12?
The kids are 11, 12, 13.
So 15
like
years.
14,
so look at
years,
what you
right?
did. You contributed to a successful marriage. Again. Good job.
Moving on. Okay.
There's Maddie in Colorado. Let's see. That's line one. What's going on?
Matt, your namesake's on the phone. Matt, what's up?
I just started my own landscaping business and wanted to get y'all's advice on the best way to advertise.
Are you in a secret location right now? How come you can't talk louder?
I don't know. It might be the case on my phone.
Oh, there you go. That sounds better.
So when did you start this?
Last year.
How are you doing so far?
It's going all right. I had a few big jobs and a lot of repair jobs.
So you want to make your specialty repair, or do you want to make it like, you know, soup to nuts? Like, when you do, you know, are you a landscape architect and all that kind of thing? Do you do design? Because it'd be a good idea if you get in cahoots with a designer, or you're a designer.
Yeah, I got a buddy that does the design.
And he does all the drawings for you?
Inside. Yeah.
And do you use a lot of DG and, like, specific plants and all that kind of stuff to whatever?
Yeah.
You know what else? You know what, what town in Colorado?
Loveland.
So you know what else you could do is get in cahoots with a realtor or a builder who do spec homes, right? And then throw in, you know, a day of labor to spruce something up and throw a sign up in the open house, you know, where you're like, how about I, you know, make your open house or your new spec home
available to you.
Available to, you know, let me put my touch on it. You don't have to pay me labor, but I'm just going to do it. You buy materials and then let me advertise also. That's a good way to do it.
Are you hurting, Matt, or are you pretty good?
No, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, by the way, word of mouth, best.
Yeah.
Word of mouth is how you get all, that's how you get everything. I mean, I've never advertised my life.
I haven't either.
Never. And I've always lacked referral, for work.
Yeah.
It's always referral or, hey, we heard about you, this kind of thing, that kind of thing.
But, you know, all those folks that are doing showcase homes, they need somebody to do, landscape. It's a huge part of the business. So, you know, get in cahoots with some of those folks.
And when I would do brickwork, what I would do, Matt, if I saw, like, a construction site going on or whatever, or my local I used to use Pennsylvania Builders all the time, which was located in Hollywood. They're closed up now. But if there was brick pointing or anything like that, they would always refer me. And I got many a job like that.
Right.
You know, so whoever your supplier is, you know, put your cards at your supplier, that kind of thing. You know, put some pictures up at your suppliers if they have that, like a cork board or something like that where other people do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
You can be more boisterous too. Maybe that would help.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Are you shooting?
He answered, mm-hmm. That's
are you,
great.
Are you shooting photos of your before and afters?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's always good.
That's huge. Do you have a website?
Yeah.
All right, good. And then last but not least, what always seems to work is pure nudity.
No.
So if you're
just, no, don't
if do you're
that.
Planting roses and you just have on boots, that'll probably get some interest.
Hey, Matt, how many guys you have full time?
I got two laborers.
Right, and you use them all the time? They're never lacking?
Well, now, you know, during the winter, it's on call for snow removal.
Oh, that's good.
So you'll do that also?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I were you in the wintertime, I would do the repair thing like you're doing. And then seasonally, I would, you know, as far as like a landscape architect, I've dealt with a few of them. A lot of them are worth their salt. But then you can get into masonry aspects of it and other building aspects of it, which can make you a lot more money. You know, that's what you want to do. Statuary is another one. There's a lot of different
stuff. How far are you from Boulder?
An hour.
Do you ever work up there at all?
Yeah, I try to stay out of Boulder. It's, you know how they are.
I do, but boy, there's some disposable income there.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Shoot for a higher-endy client. Now, listen, I didn't go for high-end clients until recently, because I didn't have that much confidence with it sometimes.
Makes all the difference.
But believe me, just maintenance, high-end clients, it's fantastic. You're treated really, really well. Because I was always doing, you know, circa 1923 buildings, pointing, and mostly masonry stuff. So that doesn't translate into, you know, working in Beverly Hills or, you know, Doheny and Sunset and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you hit on a few good customers and they need you around, and they want you, and they like you, you're in the pink. Actually, you're in the green. You're not in the pink. I take that back. So you're in the green. So go after that kind of clientele, if you can.
Yeah.
And judging by your personality, I'm saying you can, Matt.
You're a winner.
Come on.
You're a winner. You can do it.
Get excited a little bit. Are you laughing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can do it. Send us some pictures of your work, too. We'll give you some advice.
All right, cool.
Man, I'm about to fucking nod out here, man. Come on. All right, I'll talk to you later.
It's the altitude up here.
Is it something? Eric, get off your phone.
No, I want Matt to be exciting and new. Maybe Matt. Think about a holiday calendar where it's just you and your guys and your and maybe they're little elves and you've got a Santa outfit on.
Hey, do you want to hear my calendar idea? I have a great calendar.
Yeah, let me hear it.
All right. See, now people have those blow-up stuff and the Christmas stuff and all that.
Yeah, of course I know.
So I photobomb everyone, but I'm naked Jesus.
Oh.
So I go in there, and I'm naked posing on their lawn. And I,
fantastic.
And, I give, like, and then you even give – you don't give the address, but you'll go somewhere in North Hollywood, somewhere in whatever. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they look at it, and there's their house with me like on the roof naked posing with all their stuff. Or in the nativity scene, laying down.
Ah, Ray, that
That'd
is fantastic.
That'd be a great calendar.
Are you crazy?
But I only got December.
I'm pre-ordering 10 of them.
And then another one, I was thinking like, okay, so you have, you know, you could do a Saint, because people have like ornaments out for everything.
Yeah.
You know, what's the other one? Halloween would be October, of course.
Yeah.
And then photobomb that. But I got to think a couple more to fill up the 12 months, you know? Because Christmas, I can do Christmas
can
all
I
year
just,
long.
Can I just tell
Christmas
you?
Christmas all year.
Listen, being a seasoned veteran in the calendar game. Sure, I've spent some time on a calendar.
You have, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I was January, motherfucker. That's
really?
Right. Really? Oh, yeah.
Start the year off
right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You bet.
What was this for? Like HG?
Men of Santa Barbara.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Were you really a Men of Santa Barbara?
I really was.
There was such a calendar, too?
It was like 1984. And it was me stretching in front of an aerobic studio.
Wait, this is when you were doing – oh, did you have like weird day glow shit on too?
Man, I looked like – you know, my kids look at it and they're like, what's wrong with you? Why?
Dad, were you gay?
Yeah, Dad. Are you, exactly.
All that 80s stuff was
it was just awful.
Latent, you know, a little bit.
Oh, man. And you know, listen, nobody can do the calendars. Listen, I could – January, baby. If you're not January, you're dead to me.
I got you. I was only thinking December.
Man, how many calendars you been in?
The Corolla calendar.
Yeah, I don't think any. One day.
Yeah.
Listen, I haven't peaked yet.
Kalen?
I have not been in a calendar.
Sounds like he's in court.
Wait, I know, really. Hey,
Your
now,
Honor.
Was
Your
this,
Honor.
This was a modeling gig, wasn't it?
No, this was yeah, actually it was.
So you got paid to, like,
I got paid,
this,
yeah.
And you had to sign off and all that?
Uh-huh.
How much you get for that? Like, don't say you don't remember.
$600 maybe.
You did?
Maybe 600. At the time, you know, you're a kid. It's great.
No, that's huge.
You know,
money.
Huge.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I actually spent a little time in Italy and in Europe when I was in my 20s doing this print thing, right? And I remember I had to go audition for Giorgio Armani in his big, you
palatial
know,
estate. Milan, yeah.
It was in Milan, you know, because that's the center of that business. And, you know, you have to, like, walk in front of him.
You're too wide to wear them.
I couldn't.
You couldn't put on any.
They hated me. Fucking hated me. But I did make
a Hugo Boss guy.
I did make a couple of bucks, though, man. It was beautiful. You got to see, you know, travel around Europe for a couple of years and mess around. It was awesome.
Young, like, what size jacket you wear?
40. At that time, I was a 42 long.
Really?
Yeah.
And now, what are you, 46?
56.
Because certain cuts I can't wear. Like, I'm wide.
Yeah.
So are you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
But
Hugo Boss makes a cut that I can wear.
I can wear the Hugo Boss stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's for
it's designed for people that have Adonis-like physiques like you.
Matt, what type of suit you wear?
What type of suit?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how to answer the question.
The brand. I mean, when you're wedding,
when I got,
you,
yeah,
you
when
were
I got
beautiful
married,
at your
there's
wedding.
There's a place in Beverly Hills called Indochino.
Ooh, sounds exotic.
They made like a custom suit to measure.
And you wear
the suit that I wear.
You still wear it now?
Yeah.
To this day?
I do. Well, I only got married like a year ago. I hope that shit still fits.
Nah, it's seasonal, though. I'm sorry, man. I'm like, fuck, quit looking. What?
Nothing, man.
All right.
Whatever. You guys want to help somebody else before we wrap up?
No. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? I was going to show you guys a video question earlier, so let's get back to that.
Yeah.
Email us your video questions, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. Go to aceontheroof.com to view them, including this one from Jason.
Ace Man Ray, what's going on? Hey, doing some side work here for some folks, trying to get paint up off wood flooring, trying to get this house renovated and everything just before they sell it. What is the best goddamn way to get all this fucking overspray and this excess paint off here? I've been scraping the thing per what they've asked me to do with a razor blade. No. Not as effective as you can see. Some of the corners have done a pretty good job for the most part, but worried about pulling up the good hardwood floor before we potentially refinish this. So any thoughts on the best way to go about it?
Steel, yep. Steel wool and goof off?
No.
Sand it and start over?
You know the blades that with that look like a U? The scrapers that look like a U?
Yeah.
All right, you file it. File the edge and just drag it. I just did this. That's why I know.
Did you use goof off?
No. I did the scraper.
And that's it? It
worked perfectly.
Straight up dry.
Just straight dry but didn't it, and you work
didn't it. Mess
it.
Into
no,
the finish?
Doesn't gouge the floor.
You're kidding.
No. Doesn't. We'll take all that paint off. Besides that, they got to refinish the floor. He just said they're going to refinish it.
Well, then,
you don't want to gouge the wood.
Well, if they're going to refinish the floor, why doesn't he just sand the floor and do it the right way? Because
you got to scrape it anyway because you can't get that close.
Right.
You're still going to have to scrape it. But the scraper, what you know what they're – you know, the
if it's acrylic, which it probably
come
is,
off, yeah.
It'll come off with goof off. And
or it's
steel,
latex.
And steel
yeah, oh, yeah. But yeah. Do you think the goof off will mess up the – it doesn't matter. He's going to refinish it.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
But
that was easy.
I like your idea. That's an easy peasy, but that's just time consuming. You got to sit there forever.
The scrape, it actually goes pretty quick if you keep, you just have to have a file on you because it dulls out really quick. So you get
you're
like
going,
five,
you're,
six.
You're pulling toward
pulling
you.
Pulling it.
I see.
Yeah, you're not pushing it.
Because if you push it, it scrapes.
It's going to gouge.
Gotcha.
And you got to keep it flat and then pull it towards you
that's
and it
pretty,
just rolls
that's
up.
Ambitious. I like your style.
Hey,
Ray
I do
Oldhoffer.
It. Hey, thank you, handsome.
Kidding me?
By the way, you have drywall dust all over
no
your
shit.
Glasses.
Well, yeah, tell me about it. I've been doing it since 6 a.m.
You poor thing, by
I
the way.
Know. What are you going to do?
But
it's water
it scare
damage.
You?
It
scared
the
hell
crap
out of, you?
Out of me. But the thing I'm more concerned about is that I didn't get up and go downstairs. So, like, you could basically come into my house and put, you know, blow up something. I wouldn't wake
you
up.
You wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care.
Wait, but you did wake up and then
I woke
you just
up,
checked the.
But I didn't think it was, you know, the ceiling caved in.
How loud was that?
Loud
Stromer?
As shit.
Boom! And you didn't like bother that. Going downstairs.
No, because I, you know, because I did my.
I
normal...
find that admirable.
Well, you know, I don't. You know, what are you going to do?
Right. Yeah. Ceiling caved in, honey. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said to her before. You know, I said, "Look, I just need to sit here for a minute and have a cup of coffee and look at it before I start cleaning
moving
it up."
Moving on it.
So
yeah.
We were both just kind of sitting there looking at it.
I would too. Hey, did the kids wake up though?
No, they didn't wake up either.
They didn't even wake up.
No,
good for them.
Yeah, I know.
Can we help somebody else?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We're running a little late here, but let me see. I got an email question here I was going to read you guys. Hey, guys, having this issue involved. You know, this is what you guys do to me. I'm trying to fucking move on here. Hey, guys.
Blame us now, man.
He's got a waxing appointment. He's got to do
right.
It. He's got to get out there and get that back waxed.
Guys, I have this issue involving a gap on the right side of the garage door that allows water in and around the blocks when it rains. I've tried building up the garage pad a bit with quickcrete to angle the water out, but it still hasn't helped much. Is there anything I can mold
Matt,
or
do? You lost me. You lost me. We'll get back to that one next week.
Yeah, hell with it. Let's sign off. We can't take
we're
it.
Done.
We're
cool.
Done. You wore us down.
Go ahead. Start it. Let's get it. I'm kidding, Matt. Matt, I'm kidding.
What do you want from me?
He looks at you like with such disgust.
Having said that, we just want to say thank you, everybody. Support us at Ace on the House. Thank you for supporting our show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. Click through our Amazon link. Twitter at Ace on the House. Facebook.com/Ace on the House. Follow Ray at Ray Oldhoffer. Eric at Eric Stromer. Rate us 5 stars on the iTunes and leave a comment and email us your video questions.
And we appreciate you. Matt, appreciate you. Kaylin, same.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good job,
Pete. Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean
every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.